You're listening to Weekend Edition here on Michigan Public.
Of all the topics we could cover today, we chose these ones over those ones.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and here with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hi, Ann.
Good morning.
Well, Ann, I think you touched on one of the topics that we're going to talk about today, but we're going to do a bit of a lightning round.
Yes, we are. And before we get to these ones, let me flag a couple of things that I think we should all be watching in the language. The first one is a verb that you and I talked about in January of 2023, which is search it up for looking for things online. And it looks like it may have escaped the online world. I got a wonderful email from my colleague, Jesse Greaser, at the University of Michigan. And Jesse wrote that as she was coming into her classroom, she heard a student who said that he was unable to search up his classmate. And Jesse asked if it was the case that search up was fine when one was just looking for a person. And the student said yes, and then said that you can also search up in a physical catalog. So something to watch. I think we should also be watching the verb talk alongside chat. So we know that chat can now be used for writing in online messaging environments, right? So you can chat online, but you can also talk online. It's true historically that talk has been used for things that are not speech. So your computer can talk to your printer, or a book could talk about something, or we can talk with our eyes. But now it's also writing. So you'll find examples of people talking on Instant Messenger or talking over text.
I can definitely talk over text. Actually, I confuse people sometimes. I was talking to my mother the other day about talking to someone, and she assumed that I was talking about the phone. And I was like, oh, no, we were texting. So, yeah, I could do that.
Okay, that's a great example of that expansion of talk. And these are the kinds of changes in a language that often go unnoticed. It's just an extension of meaning, but I wanted to flag it. All right, Rebecca, now let's talk about these ones and those ones. Do you have any concern about these ones?
I am not concerned. I still use that, even though I have a very clear memory of an English teacher correcting me on that a long time ago, but I still use it. It doesn't bother me.
We got an email from a listener, Mark, and Mark is noticing that young people are tending to use, as Mark puts it, extra words in traditional phrases. Mark is especially concerned about these ones when simply these is clear enough. And Rebecca, I've been noticing this because as I've been giving talks about the book, in the Q&A, this has come up several times with people saying, all these people are saying these ones. So I've looked into it, and Rebecca, the concern is not well-founded. The complaint or concern is that this is redundant. If you already have these, you don't need ones, and people will say it sounds childish or uneducated. But if we step back, people are not complaining about this one or that one, although that's redundant. And then if you take this one and you make it plural, it becomes these ones. So then we could say, okay, is the concern about ones that ones shouldn't be plural? Well, I don't think so, because we talk about our loved ones, or we could talk about the ones over in the corner, and nobody's concerned about the ones. But here's where it gets really interesting, Rebecca. You also stop hearing concerns if you put a modifier in the middle. So if I say, oh, I really like these red ones more than the yellow ones, these red ones, that is not causing concern.
That's really interesting. I had never thought about that, and I'm going to remember that next time someone corrects me if I say these ones.
So then I was curious about why are we hearing about this right now? And I think the answer is that it is increasing in frequency right now. It is more frequent in British English than American English. It has been on the rise pretty dramatically in British English for much of the 20th century. Over the past few decades, you can see it on the rise in American English. It is not new. There are examples back to the 1600s and 1700s, but it is on the rise.
Well, Anne, I've got to say it, lightning rounds. These ones are my favorites. Thanks so much.
Well played.
Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and author of the new book, Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe to the show wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you've got a language question, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.